This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. From what I've read, many of us are feeling very weary. Is that how you feel right now? The surveys have shown that thousands, if not millions of people suffer from sleep deprivation, fatigue, exhaustion. These things can be a serious issue and that lead to car accidents, illness and sleeping disorders. And it seems that many of us, that's adults and children, are not getting enough sleep. We are quite literally a weary people. But we don't need surveys to tell us these things. I mean, how often have you said, I feel exhausted, or I'm running on empty, I need a rest for a while, I need that coffee to keep me awake. People are tired these days, and they'll tell you that. And I think it means that we're overworked, overcommitted, overextended, we're stretched thin, stressed out, burnt out, all those sort of things. We're too busy, we get tired. It seems that there is some kind of strange competition going on where we try to outdo each other with how busy, you know, I'm busier than you. So this curious thing, that busyness has become a socially desirable good. So we're a busy people these days, and if you ask someone how they're doing, more than likely you'll hear them say how worn out they are and how tired they are. As I say, we didn't need a survey to tell us these things. The pace of modern life, yes, today, has picked up and many people are busier than ever before. The average work week has actually increased rather than decreased in the last 30 years. And the professionals are saying things like this: technology is increasing the heartbeat. We're inundated with new information. The mind just can't handle it all. The pace of life is so fast now. So it's not just physical tiredness. The Germans have a good word for this other kind of weariness, which I can't pronounce, but it really means world weariness. We're wearied by just so many things in our life, in our work. You know, people talk about being tired of the rat race. I want to get out of the rat race, the daily grind, or climbing the corporate ladder. And in our political lives, people are tired of the broken promises and this empty rhetoric, the partisan bickering that goes on. And what about personally? In our personal lives, we're tired of being alone and the routine. And, you know, some people are actually tired of feeling angry all the time, feeling afraid or feeling worthless. Now, the reason I'm talking like this is because in Mark chapter 6 in the New Testament, we read this amazing story. And it's so interesting. Jesus one day was with his apostles and the crowds, they just kept on coming. It was obvious in reading this that they just couldn't get any privacy. They didn't have time. We're actually told to eat anything, so they must have been hungry. So here's what Jesus said: come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And Mark says in his chapter 6, so they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. That's in verse 32. So obviously Jesus was so concerned, here they were, his friends. They're overworked and they needed a break. So our Lord tells, obviously he knows rather what we need, even when we don't know it. When we gather around him, we may want to tell him all the things we've done, just as they did on that day, and the things that we've taught others. And we could in fact say, well look, just Lord, you know how busy I am. Can't you see what a good job I'm doing? And in fact, my weariness is sort of a pat on the back for me. We're telling we've been so busy, we haven't had time to eat. But, you know, Jesus is smarter than that. He looks past our illusions. He doesn't even talk about it, because if he did, he'd have to remind us that everything we've got actually is not ours at all. It's come from God, our Father. He looks into our hearts. He sees what we desire. And the Bible says in the beautiful Psalm 23, he makes us to lie down in the green pastures. And he leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. So that's why Jesus can say to us today, look, I want you to come away to a place all by yourselves, come with me and rest a while. So how refreshing that response must have been that day many years ago to the weary group of followers. So Jesus didn't go crook at them, he just said, I want you to come away. And I think these are the words, don't we desire to hear something like that? Sometimes we need to stop and say, what am I trying to do with my life? Does God really care? Yes, he does. And we thank you, Lord, for your care. We thank you that we can stop and rest with you. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.